一旬嘛，还是差不几，那长期可能空调要么是的，巡游嘛，还是没得。
First of all, I'd like to start a quotation that it is not the view of the Buddha that for Buddhists, it's not the view of the Buddha that for Buddhists there should be there should be four refuges and five schools of thought. In other words, as you know, Buddha taught all his life and all his teachings are collected in what is called 84,000 sets or categories or baskets. And all these teachings are contained within the four schools of thought. In Buddhism, there are four schools of thought, not five. In Buddhism, there are three refuges, not four. You understand?
Last
one.
You
could also say that all 84,000 teaching of the Buddha can be subsumed under two essentials, namely view and practice, theory and practice, view and practice. Yes. In terms of view, of many levels of view, the highest level of view of Buddhist philosophy is the view of dependent origination. The view of dependent origination or dependent arising as it has been translated is at the heart of a Buddhist philosophy, and yet each of these four schools of Buddhism interpret the word Denjung, dependent arising, according to how they understand it. People understand different things in different ways according to their aptitude, development, and predisposition. And the view of dependent origination, all things that dependently arise can be discussed in terms of under two broad sections: the dependent arising or for the afflicted phenomena or afflicted phenomena, and dependent origination or arising or for pure phenomena or non-afflicted phenomena. The second essential of all teaching of the Buddha is subsumed, or the second essential subsumes all teachings of the Buddha, the second essential is right contact. And here, it's not so much the school of thought as a way of conducting one's life. And here, all Buddhists, other Buddhists, either belong to Hinayana vehicle or the Mahayana vehicle. So there are two approaches to liberation. So, that's the main platform of Hinayana way of life seeks personal emancipation, personal liberation. To this effect, they ground all their behavior, all their action on the first of three higher trainings. On the first of three higher training in ethics. Higher training in ethics conjoined with or complemented by practice of all immeasurables. The way of life, the way of concept of Mahayana Buddhist is the way of compassionate or compassion action or compassion or compassionate grounds supplemented by or conjoined with the practice of six perfections. So, a way of life common to both common to the two vehicles is contained, or the way of life common to both vehicles comprises in the practice of for the 37 wings of enlightenment. These are, 37 wings of enlightenment. So these are groups of Buddhist activities, and all of put together, there are 37 of them.
Oh yeah, that Jinjigi Nanjo Simba, they are the same, and it's Sanjigi, that is Jinju Nanjigi, that is Jigi, that is Sumbi, they are going to sort of go out of the moment, go out of the name, and it's just that Jigi Tom Papa, Jigi Simba.
So, following the two essentials of view and conduct, interpreting these according to their own aptitude, predispositions, and affinity with different lifestyles, contact, then as many as four schools of Buddhism, ancient classical Buddhist schools emerged or evolved. And of four schools of Buddhism, the first one that we are currently dealing with is Vaibhashika, or the great enumerators. So when we talk about each of the four schools, we talk about mainly three things. The ground reality, part reality, and fruit or resultant reality. And so, of these three main sections of this first goal, we are dealing with the first point, which is what is the ground reality for the Bashaka school.
이 인어저씨 이 진만 대화 같이 손발에.
As we saw the other night on last Sunday, when they when we talk about ground reality for the Bashaka schools, they talk about ground reality in terms of five bases.
아, 여나 이제 인어저씨 말은 지금 그도 된바당 된다 된바 때문에 제가 민진권에 그도 된바 된다 된바 시험으로 전다 고민하지 그도 된바 된다 된바 말해서 이내 단위 권한을 그도 된바 때문에 된다 된바 이 같은 말에.
Alternatively, these five things can be brought under two headings. Conventional truth. Okay, the base of conventional truth, the ground, okay, and the base of, okay, the base of ultimate truth. And although you talk of two truths of the Vaishika, but the way this school defines the two truths is quite different from other schools, from other higher schools. But nominally speaking, this school also believes or asserts the true truths.
In our Jigian, it's a day of summit. Then it's Jikona, such a summit, or that means from what it
is. Yet, more, okay, yet, alternatively, the Vipassana school put these ground reality under five things, under two things. They are afflicted things and non-afflicted things or pure things.
Oh yeah. That in all of them, that on board, and you know, that the Magnesium, Kudu Demba, that the Magnesium, Kudu Demba, that could come to Demba, the condition of Magita, not Kudu Demba, Magi, Maiba. Then,
So, if you see, if you look at page 184, the true truth, the definition of conventional truth for this school, it says, the definition of a conventional truth is a phenomenon which is such that when it is broken up or mentally separated into individual parts, the awareness apprehending that object is cancelled. So that means, for this school, what is a conventional truth? A conventional truth is a phenomenon which when broken into parts physically, or when you mentally dismember the parts, you lose the identity of the object. And when the original idea, the picture of the object disappears, that they say is a conventional truth.
这两张呢，就恐怕讲，你能应该呢，农不才的，期望才的，啊，就是这方面吧的，恐怕在我们恐怕家庭的，恐怕马上现在恐怕我们就落雨了呀，恐怕特别叫的菜，这地全部都是恐怕的，我们落没来下应的，恐怕的呢，各自在忙的。
For example, if you have a vase, before it's broken, you look at it, and the moment you see it, there's a totality of the picture of the vase, and then you think to yourself, there is a vase. And when somebody smashes the vase with a hammer, all that you see is the broken pieces that according to the school. When you look at the pieces laying on the ground, you never think to yourself, this is a vase. The idea, the previous idea, the previous picture of the vase has disappeared. And therefore it amounts to conventional truth. In meaning that a conventional truth does not have some sort of lasting concrete
existence.
So, what is ultimate truth for them? An ultimate truth is a phenomenon or a thing which when broken into pieces, component pieces, or in a physical way, or mentally when you dissect, separate the component parts of a thing, still in each in instance of each component part, the original the idea of the original thing still is present.
No, that is only the tension of chani. Ala, shiba le, chal shiba tau le, shiba tiki tiki ma, shiba tiki chani. Ani tan damashi saba kanga. Aduh, sama ni kata terasa malay sama.
Damashi kan,
nama damashi. Damashi itu tak saba roa.
Nale,
damashi nama si itu mata.
Nale,
damashi korang, damashi itu saba tinggi le dah jinul.
Nale. So, what are the examples of ultimate truth here? The examples of ultimate truth are directionally partless particles. Directionally partless particles. Or the indivisible moment of a consciousness. If you have a consciousness, if you just break it into many, many parts, you come to the last, the ultimate part, which you cannot break in anymore, so that still is no different from the consciousness that you had, the idea of consciousness you had before it was broken down.
That didn't show you, Chani, as a law. 这些就是前面的，那你刚才，这些他略借借的他，你得下到女兄跟你学，他自己略可能他学，学自己没了，等你这天来了，那你看他得到什么了？这个。So
for them, an example of ultimate truth is the chogi chami, directionally partless particles. So not only you break a thing into particles, and then after a while, you can't break things into physically into, let's say, into parts, but mentally you break further into parts. Then you come to that last infinitesimal particle, which has no. To which you cannot give any part of direction. So that they say is ultimate truth. In your system, does your system, does your belief system assert direction and partner particles?
Sounds like quantum physics. It's very complicated, not very light to understand.
And big issue about Peter said that the quantum physics and the geography do so. Since he that our time of the universe to do, and then me ordinary average people quantum physics and the average love couple are she more. So my question is, do scientists believe in directionally partless particles?
No.
So different
type
of thing, right?
There's a theory that it's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle which describes that a wave can be a particle and a wave depending on what question you ask. So this is something which has no fixed identity until you decide how you want to look at it. Is that something a little bit similar?
제가 근데 제가 what is in Heisenberg?
Heisenberg.
아니 테르바 캐버지 얼마야? 그런 테르 하이젠버그 얼마? An uncertainty principle 제 대가절에 참 능이 따와서 principle 참 능이 돼 principle는 이제 따와줘 열 대고. 근데 가르치고 하잖아. 아니 이제 두제 신도 타다, 신도 타다, 두둥은 내가 가라. 아니, 깝지어라, 아, 가서래. 두둥이, 지당지어라, 웨이스는 지금 추, 랍나, 지금 약해지워라. 랍이, 웨이스 appearance, 랍이 나오셔워라. 근데, 간단스는, 연결해서 비교를 안 하셨다는 게, 랍이 내버리는 지금 light. Is it light?
No,
particle. Wave and particle is right? Wave particles in the planet, do drink, as a shinde to do drink, you know, do ki, number 10 go at it. Jagger, a shinde to do drink, you're gonna torch in it, bigger than torch in it, particle is over torch in that doesn't make bigger, but never should not send it, wave is over, Jagger, they got two some other tongue, but on the legger is, Horan Winnie, dear it. That's to a couple of years to go on. There's an uncertainty. Chamaniba.
Chamaniba, the Chamin makes the Chamaniba. Yes, the Chamaniba.
So, uncertainty, that's uncertainty principles say that the particle has, the smallest particle has parts in the past. In Buddhism, parts is such a very important concept. So that's the smallest particle, however small it is, just Sanjit say, or the just uncertainty principle say, suppose this is the answer of the last indivisible, does it have part or not?
It all goes down to energy.
Energy. Some energy, that energy is neutral yet over it. So what, does energy have parts?
It all comes down to how you measure it, really, and how it behaves, and how you choose to measure it.
That's how
you
describe it, really. The energy, it all depends. The energy is so tricky. That you didn't have a job. How you measure it and how you.
Or how you choose to describe it.
So the measure, te jadang dang, and deju jadang. Jadang the gulu jor, do this. Te thay gya tang tang, de ju je tang tang, ta tang ra sa le re s.
Nye tang na kyu na uji ge ne dhele chame le yoma re zang re s.
From my perspective, the position held, okay, the position that there are partless particles does not hold ground, does not hold water. In other words, I do not agree with the Vaibhashika system of ultimate truth. An example of the ultimate truth, which they say is the direction of the partless particle. In other words, Geshe-la is saying, there is no directionally partless particle. In other words, particle, however small, has passed. This is the Geshe-la.
So,
for me, however minuscule small a particle may be, I would say it is a matter, and therefore, it has parts.
So would you assert
that the smallest particle, however small it is still matter?
So, for do
is a dependent word?
Do.
Do. So, do is however small it is still composed of parts. And
what are the aspects in our direction, like top, bottom, side, front, back?
What do you think?
Well, it seems to me that, like in the Middle Ages, in Western thought, they did, like in alchemy and various in the origins of science, they did talk about individual atoms or the smallest part of an element that still had all the characteristics of that element. But now, of course, as was pointed out by various people here, that's all been shot, you know, because now they've decided that things behave both as waves and particles and light and energy and matter simultaneously, so none of this works anymore. But I think the Vaibhashika would have been fine
in, say, the late Middle Ages.
Bishraka, Middle Ages, Chigil, the Western, the Nutrik, Yakov, the Horantawa, or all, Alchemist, and Dave Kapsel, the Tinky with Tiru, Tinky with Tiru, Peggy, Sandra, Kosa Kadis, when I see it, and instead of Chashan, or other one, Mur Chashan, and I see the Toto, the Chun, the Butan, the Butan, the Butan, the Butan, the Butan, the Butan, Tama, the letter comes down to Tama Jarawa, and the Doctor Chimbutan, Doctor Chimbu Tao, the Serres of our reservoir, and it's a Chimbutan, Chimbutan, Mochi, the same Mochi, what is, and it's a Tila Chokcha, Tila Chokcha, Yawachi, what is, what? In Nujiki, what is? Just that things are unfinished, that on the condition that you love and change the arena, that things and she seems to put, seems to tell it, you didn't put it to bed. Do it to the metal, is it? You didn't give a function, do it to the metal, tell it to the robot. Things are carrying it, and she didn't tell it to the baby. She loved and good and new baby, not a junior robot. I mean, the day never chamber chan. Chas and that was in Nebara, Nimani Chajara. The next chan is that? Kamushi Jara, Jatam, Jatama, Tawati, Nuki, Yoga, Dudin, Dudup, Dudu, Jupin, and the book, Petit, Jerama, Nuki, Yoga, Tawati, Tundu, Kabu, that is. The Kinsan, Tindig, Tawati, Dan, and Jerama, Tawati, Petit, Kabush. 투여 커버인터렌스
그것도 좋아하네 대쇼지 참여 이해되고
나
대쇼지 참여 이해되고 하기
대상이 믿어서 참여를 해 그러니까 쇼지 참여라고 알았어요
네
기회 참여 이해되고 좋아
그런
뜻들이 님한테는 멘트기 좋아 돼
I think Vipassika School of Vipassika Principle of the Truth is part of a directionally partless particle. So that agrees with the modern physics theory, doesn't it?
Didn't you say always that it has to be defined by a law that retains all the characteristics of the...
It's original.
Yeah, the original.
I didn't get it. I don't know if you that. Get it at all, right? And it's Lu Chachina, Japan, Lu Chachina Panrava,
and Chong Tama, the Lady Anna, Dangudang, Dogot Chimbutang, Chatamandil, Dandoji, say in a state, Muin, Muin, Rajar, why? Did they share my letter?
Did you me, Combo? Combo, those are Chimbut, the Chinji, Log, Muro, the Chinji, the Liki, the Chimma. It is Tammy Corona, Kadichachin, Rose Tammy, Rose, no shaking me.
So, but they say there is a particle that you cannot bring or break further down mentally. There's a particle that you cannot break further down mentally. And, but the particle itself is,
do you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to say, but the two don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
The same thing, huh? The same thing, Dick, do kuraku do demare. Di chaji su de lo shu ta de che de du di mo de jin lo je ro wa.
Na re.
Ta di thara je ro wa.
Na.
Di thara de thara de chu chu ke ro la ta tu ba de na. O de de ba de mare ka de. Di thara lo lo she na lo cha che je ro mare. Ni me de ta cha ji cha mi ni me cha de sa ro wa.
Na re. So, particle is conventional truth. Okay, particle. But the ultimate particle is ultimate truth. Why? Because you can't take it any further. It is rich, it's indivisible finality. So it will always retain the identity or entity of a part of particle of the ultimate particle.
Is there a project in Europe and they're firing particles at each other?
Yeah.
Is that based on the theory that it never leaves its particleness?
That's what they're saying. Ultimate particle is ultimate truth. Sorry, ultimate particle is the ultimate truth because it never loses its particleness. That's the word. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And in Europe, they're shooting it through a tunnel with the smallest atom or and they're shooting them in a tunnel
really hard to ask us about physics these days. There's one situation where I saw this film, they said they've got two things side by side, and they say it's only one thing, but it's existing in two places at one time. So once I'm confronted with that, I just basically throw my hands up and say I don't understand physics anymore at that level.
I may sound like I'm asking really complicated physics question. I'm just asking simple but basic question.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
It is simple, but the answer is very, very complicated from a scientific point of view.
This is a very highly specialized part of physics.
It's quantum physics,
and none of us are quantum
physicists.
Enough to know
we don't know
either.
We don't know the ins and outs.
What is some energy? Do you want to do anything? Let alone the power shield. Do the land your what? Let's spend with the cover should be tied there, right? Then, what is the monkey? Quantum physicist. And,
주인이 내 처모시 냠시 이제 딱제 이제 근데 치만이 표시 고스터스는 생각되는 게 캐브데가 말해 이거 내도 권용이야로 시프레스 마시는 어떤 거
세요 민도
예스 You know, when this work was written so many years ago, that there might have been a definite answer, but now there isn't.
That's Jeremiah and the Taylor Kavla, when I see two points, the problem after the program, Mamukha, the carriage, remember?
You
can take up then, and since the length of the UK, remember? That is when you don't have to agree to land a park or two shots in it. And then it's going to catch the chairman doors.
Yeah, that deal and do the land in his tower. It is with the chairman and there and do your money. It is with the chairman and your money.
So now let's move on and just consider how the next school above refused, negate this school. And say, your position that there are directional particles doesn't hold ground.
It's
a Swachandrika. There are four schools, okay? First is Vaibhashika, second is Swachandrika, third is the mind only school, fourth is Madhyamika school, okay? We've just talked about the first one. The position of atoms from the point of view of the first school. Now, this school, the next above says, your position is wrong. How?
And the next school says,
yes, indeed. When you break a matter into parts, and parts into further parts mentally, and you will come to, you know, the ultimate indivisible part. You will come to, and there would be an indivisible part.
अनि चाची शेन लो मेन रवा चाल चाची शेन ता चाची शेज येन को लो दो तने इने चाची शेज मेन छ लो मन्द से लग जो आ
सो दे सेड टू देम यू सेड दैट इफ यू वर टू सक्सीड इन ब्रेकिंग द अल्टीमेट पार्टिकल देन योर सेंस that it is particle, your idea, your concept, that it is the particle would vanish. And therefore, you don't break it. For it's unbreakable, indivisible, you don't break it. And therefore it retains its position as the ultimate particle.
That? 저는 파시에 맞아. 약으로도 봐야 되게 누겠지. 근데 진짜 야 냠부야 몸부야 다는 담이 되게. 그래 여 저 저야 여기 이렇게 되죠.
So and this school said that next school said let's not talk about breaking things into parts. Let's talk about compounding particles into another lump. Let's consider this there. So would it be possible to bring together some such particles and see if they compound, if they form into a lump, a small lump.
And this could
say, wouldn't you say, oh Vaibhashikas, that if you bring two or three or let's say four such particles, it's the ultimate particle, then you would end up producing a particle. You can recommend coarse particle, a relatively coarse particle. You know, if you bring, okay, you understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
That? When I try to any, can you be?
这几个几年下，现在属于这里，这里这边的这些派的，刚刚农路旁这几个村庄的这里，开门的呗。可是吧？这几个农吧？对，这些下面几个，那有呢？那，这几个嘛有啊，属于现在这里这条也呢？那是。这些派，而且就是说，这几个村庄的这里呢，土村庄的，这几个派，别呢，可能以前呢，就以前土村庄的这里呢，那，土村庄的这里呢，那，那土面的呢，土就面的这些派的。
那是，这就是说，别人可能在做嘛，对吧？可以说，好，他们理解的，恰恰是相反的。那么他晓得呢？嗯。意思，可是，怎么你解释可能是自己也没晓得嘞？可能把这个在做，我们多。嗯。别人这样子，别人这个，你莫不也是错的？可能可能些些什么多，什么银行下去，确定的，你做就要了。你意思，他这个前面的，可能代表前面的组织。
Okay, and then alternatively, would you believe they say, the next school says, let's say you have five ultimate particles, and if you put the first one in the middle, and then put four more on the side. Would you say that they touch or there would ever remain a gap between them? So, when you bring five particles, one in the middle, if however the surrounding particles somehow dissolve into the central particle, then you could say that there are directional particles. But you would agree with me, that the particles will not dissolve into the central, the surrounding particles will not dissolve into the central one. So the surrounding particles will hang around, and such that if you bring more of these, after a while, such a small particle will end up becoming more and bigger and bigger and bigger, to the point they will become visually visible to the eye. So what do you think of their answer? So they're saying, okay, the atoms are not without power. They have power.
Very good way of refusing and put them around, then they must be attached to different sides,
right? Maybe if you are debating a real Vaishika person, you would have some difficulty. Because Bhante Bandhu, if he were here right now, you would find it really hard to repudiate his position, because he was renowned as the second omniscient, meaning that he was highly learned and very sharp. Yes, particularly he was a great scientist of the mind.
I'm sure as many of us spend as much time learning quantum physics as these people have learned about this or thought about this and be able to have, you know, a better discussion about this.
Yeah.
But quantum physics is a very difficult topic and none of us have gone out and studied that for years.
Okay, regardless of all these, Vasubandhu was handled by his brother Paul to Asanga. Asanga and Vasubandhu, they belonged to different schools of thought. And Asanga said, "Oh brother, your position is wrong. That there are particles doesn't hold water. For why? Because everything that exists, however small it may be, has parts. Nothing is without parts. Everything that exists has parts. Everything exists by way of being constituted by parts." So anyway, telling us how he did it, Geshe-la says, Asanga managed to convey, nothing is partless, everything is with parts.
That there is not a change.
So there is more complicated than that is Shepa Keti Chami. According to the Vaisheka school, there is a moment of, okay, there is a consciousness whose Keti Chami, which cannot be broken into finite moments in time. Shepa means consciousness. Deji means moment. Chami means such small consciousness. It cannot be normally consciousness the moment. But this moment of consciousness is so small, it cannot be divided into parts in terms of moments. It has reached the last irreducible moment. Irreducible moment of consciousness. Moment.
Instantaneous.
Yeah. It cannot be broken into. It has reached. It's a last stage.
Chame is partless.
Yeah, partless.
Individual.
Yes. Chame. How would you posit such a consciousness?
call you a joke.
Do
we have irreducible moments of consciousness?
No, that could be any like speed time. But it really is particle and wave.
No, no, okay, he has said.
It really is particle and wave concepts, I
reckon.
Consciousness.
Yeah, but if you're talking about time, I think that's where the particles and waves would come into it.
Particles and waves come together.
Yeah.
Krishna says, do we have irreducible moment of consciousness?
No.
You are Marita.
How are you?
If you don't have it, where is it? Who has it? Where is it?
What?
Irreducible moment of consciousness.
I mean, is it like a drop of water in a river? I mean, you can't see the drop of water in the river, but if you reduce the river down, eventually you get to a drop of water, but...
This is what I'm saying. I'm going to say,
and also we try to measure time, but those are only symbols. So, you know, time is timeless, but we try to categorize it.
And Geshe-la, Anishika, time is timeless, and Anishika, Dui-di, Anishika, Cha-che-me-ra, then, Yun-cha-ho-che-ra, Chaba, timeless, but Yun-cha-ho-ra, Yaw-che-me-ra. Yine-ngan-chi, Anishika, Dui-di, we break time to repeat, we break time, and what did you say?
Simple.
Try to measure it, but it's immeasurable. 턱다 턱메타다 또 참내
제일 위에 이제 갔던 것만 해도 아니면 가봐시면서 너무 가르치 좀 자치죠 근데 도대체 내 대 담아서라고 근데 담은 요르지 타해 담은 요말을 찔래 가도 요르지 찔라다
같은 거
내가 등에 맞지 덤블이 다시 이제 가는
플랫폼
그거 지도도 지는데 템플러 빌레 드라이마 플랫폼 하는 단단히 타이마
실었어 아 나 you are saying it is timeless but last week or the week before when we talk about you said all the universe when they finally dissolve into one small bit and you call it black hole. So black hole, it will never continue. Is it that?
We don't know.
다시는 뇌에 요구를 다는 탐의 요구를 하고 그럼 다시는
So, in a way, black hole, according to your view, your time and space, you know, like black hole, in your view, must continue as a black hole, timelessly.
I don't know.
Yeah, can you talk about this, Kishila? If you say the last moment, irreducible moment of consciousness, and okay, it reduces the moment of time, then we have reached, it shows, we have reached the finality of time. But then you said, oh, okay, Srila, time, the things we use to measure time are, artificial labels, and the time is timeless. And if time is timeless, then when we have reached the last moment of time, if it's timeless, despite it being the last moment, it would need to continue to, it can't be the two at the same time, being the last and not existing anymore, and being the last and still being timeless.
But in mathematics, right, in India and in the Middle East, the Arabs, they came up with very similar ideas of that the point, the zero, and infinity were actually the same thing.
Uh-huh.
In mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
But in mathematics, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Indians and the Arabs, when they argue about who came up with the first system, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
And the West got that mathematics from the Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they both had this idea that the point, like zero and infinity, are basically mathematically equivalent.
Mm-hmm. 근데 이게 앙글로 봐. 앙글 자 친구 이거 여기 가서 캠보지 마마마마 아니 이게 가서 타만은 레고 차려 봐. 레고 땅 아니 이게 장하게 아니 이게 망남이 장하게 지 땅 근데 아랍 룽고에 지여 봐. 군이 파주 아니 타메 땅 아니 레고로 레고 땅 이게 이렇게 그래야 말어, 내고
안돼 내어라,
내고 내어라. 일단 안 탐이 생겨라, 인피니트 생지. 그니 내가 지금 동호중 동업하는 것이요, 이렇게 말이지. 그니 내고서 내 탐이, 탐이 내 내고 그니 찍이 뭐지, 그니 댄들 개를 했어. 내가 때는 아니 아랍계 띠, 자군주들 시상 안 눈줄 잡아도 띠, 레트매틱스 신은 답을 해. 그니 루슬라, 0 down infinity equivalent. 센.
이 근처에 뭔 일이 있지 봐야 돼.
let's not push anymore. And the father, let's talk about, let's give an example of the last moment of consciousness. But the last irreducible moment of consciousness. Because we all have the past tense, don't we? Past tense consciousness, and then there comes a time when we die. And when we die, senses will pack up. And so, when sense consciousness gradually pack up, moment by moment, it just comes to the last moment, and it's not more any when it ceases to be. And a moment before, it ceases to be completely. It's the last moment of class, it reduces the moment of consciousness.
Oh, but then he knew that you did a judge of thinking to come up, judge about that, judge of thinking to come up there. I mean, you don't know, you see, you see, you don't do it, it's come up, you
know,
it's not come up, it's looking like you, you know, it's making it.
According to this example of an irreducible moment of consciousness is, you know, when somebody is about to achieve arahat, you know arahat? No. Arahat means somebody, when somebody is about to achieve nirvana, okay? So when somebody becomes arhat, because okay, arhat and they will live their life as a human. They look human, mentally they are liberated because they have conquered all negative emotion, all karma is gone. But they are still living their life protected by past karma. So when they die, okay, and again consciousness is resolved one into the other, and the very last moment before they die, the very last moment before they die is an example of last moment of consciousness. Or now, another example of conscious damage, last moment of attachment, last moment of anger. The last moment of our attachment? So the reason why this school is the last moment before the death of an arahant as an example of irreducible moment of consciousness. It's because, according to this school, when an arahant dies, then the consciousness ceases to be completely. They don't have any consciousness. They have achieved nirvana, and consciousness ceases. And, you know, the last moment, up until then, they are breathing, that their mind is the mind of arahant. When they enter nirvana, their consciousness completely dissolves, ceases to be. Because this school says, you can't become Buddha. You can only become arahant. And so, according to this call, because if you attain nirvana, then you know you seem to be completely, physically and mentally, all suffering succeeds and you cease to be. However, if you want to work for sentient being, according to this code, what you do is, before you die, you put your whole body in a cave, and do a lot of long life longevity practice, longevity practice, and make sure that it never you never have any harm from any quarter, human and non-human. You completely steal it. And then you take on a new form, a new emanated form, you emanate, you leave your body there, but you take on an emanated form, and then you come to the world, have being, and meet Buddha, and enter Mahayana path.
That is it.
Okay, if there are any particular questions.
Is that last point?
Is that similar to based on the story about Kamala Shiva? Doing some kind of practice and then someone stole his body and then he came back as like Sangha. Because the only body he could find is this old water.
So you're saying that the Kamala Shiva came as part number 10 years.
Well, yeah, something was said, he came back to say that.
No, Krishna said it's not that. So the story, okay, let me reiterate this story. This is a really important story. When, let's say, when somebody is about to enter Nirvana, okay, person X is about to enter Nirvana, they make sure that they find themselves as really airtight, as it were, in the place, anywhere, wherever it is, among the rocks or anywhere. And they live there, they remain there without dying. But how do they not die? Before they go into that, they do wonderful longevity practices. They do long life practices. And these long life practices, they get some confidence that now is the time to go in there, and they see themselves completely somehow. And then while they remain in that, then they're still alive. They project an emanation. They project themselves an emanation exactly like what they look like. A replica of them is sent out. And this replica then does everything what it intends to do. But this one will never die. If it dies, remember, according to this story, then the final death will never come back at all. And the story of Kama Vashila and Padma Sanjay, that is the part, the transfer of consciousness practice.
Not a tribute, no, I can even grow
up. As you find in the 50 yogas of Naruto,
지금이 그래. 이 단다 빌려야 이제 체육세 세원과 이제 연말에 타워진 거 캐면 해. 아 캐면 해. 아 체육 같이 이제는 아 맞아. tēshī mū chāyā kī tēndā tsū sā kī mā tēnchīyā mū sū rū chī mā tā shīmbā tōngā lā sū pā tēndī tā tī tī kī shāwā tāngā kī nī rōng kī lī tī mā tī tēdī yā sōng kī tē nōng tā kī chōng tī sā tē yā tē yī tōng rū wā
When I said, you know, they make sure that they remain alive by doing longevity practice. But by this, by the word longevity practice, I don't mean you get long life initiation from a guru and from a deity. This school doesn't believe in Mahayana practice at all. So what do they do to make sure that they have a long life? And what they do before they go into it, they do many, many good deeds, such as, you know, going to the fisherman, buying a basket of fish, which is good and good, and they relate to the water, and saving the lives of insects and animals, being taken to a slaughterhouse, you buy them, release them into wildlife. They do so many good deeds of saving lives and other things, and through such through pure good deeds to ensure their long life. Because at that, according to Hinayana school, the concept is ethics. Okay, the training in high ethics, complemented by four immeasurables. Remember four immeasurables? And according to this school, they don't believe in such a thing as perfection. They only believe in four immeasurables.
The story of one of the disciples of the Buddha, when Acharya comes next time, then at the moment he's, what is this? 17 or Arahats or something like that, concealed in rocks in India somewhere there, and he'll be.
Second, get that through, This Shakyamuni also, Sanjay Shakyamuni also Gesong Jesus. Did you come to see? When you saw that, when you saw that, that car was, Chungjung Shivu Chong Jesus.
Did you show me that? Did you show me the road to talk? No. That is the road Jawa. Chong 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 Jesus. Did you see? No. Chungjung Koron is the Shivu Chong Jesus.
Yeah,
it's definitely possible.
So people during the last, when Maitreya Buddha comes to the world, you know Maitreya Buddha? When Maitreya Buddha comes to the world, average lifespan of humans is said to be 80,000 human years. We are just a fraction of that. And therefore, our body is also very, very small compared to the giant Acharya Buddha human size. There were really large humans roaming the earth. You know, people, there's such a continent as the northern continent, and in the northern continent, wherever it is, okay, people are said to live up 100 years. Definitely, they never die. We live 100 years, given lifespan, but we have untimely death. Before a lot of people die before reach their mature age, but people in northern continent, they live past 100 years, and they are also very big. When Shariputra, is either this one or this one, maybe the left one, he went to northern continent, And the people in the northern continent thought he was a worm. And took a look at this wriggling worm. Okay, came because he was so small, made of flesh. Maybe people in the northern hemisphere are not made of flesh. So, shall we stop here?
Thank you.